rentfree1310@gmail.com is the address if you want to share what's just been floating around your brain for however long. Share with us, and we'll talk about it right here on this very program. Before we get to the good P1s, let's throw it to the hero of the hardwood. It's Full Mast Monto.
Yeah.
I mean, he's sitting down. We can tell.
Watching this video again to prepare for.
Okay.
Prepare for this.
I'm ready to laugh.
It's the video it's been viral online for a handful of years now. It's of something that occurred back in 2019 when a 75-year-old woman named Catalin Metro needed to be rescued. She was hiking up Piestewa Peak Mountain, and she wasn't able to get down, so they had to send air rescue up there to bring her down from the mountain. Now, the problem was they hooked her up to the little Stokes basket thing, where you just kind of lay in it,
yeah.
They bring you all the way up, and then they put you in the chopper. But I guess due to the high winds that day, they couldn't really get her all the way up.
You get another helicopter situation.
Oh.
And so the video is of her, and they get her actually pretty close to the helicopter, but she spins in that basket over 200 times.
Oh, no.
Can you put this on the Twitter or group chat?
I can put it in Slack for us, but we weren't able to find actual audio, so we went and recreated what it may have sounded like when poor Catalin was getting spun around.
Oh, it's Edna.
Okay, bye.
She's glad to be.
Yeah. You never do.
Oh, she's starting to spin. Oh, no.
She's having a good time.
Oh, no.
But if you haven't seen the video, you need to go look up old woman spinning helicopter, because honestly, it looks like the worst thing you could ever go through. As you're just dangling from a helicopter, strapped to a gurney, basically.
I lived through that.
And she is spinning so fast.
Oh, no.
So is this worse than Madonna being strapped to the gurney and they just drop him?
Yes. Yeah, this is the worst thing that could happen to a person.
I can't imagine.
Look at this thing.
Oh, my God.
And she's 75.
It's an old woman.
That would be.
She's just helplessly spinning and spinning and spinning.
That would be it for me.
She's going through astronaut training. She just was like, I need help down this mountain.
All right.
And then the helicopter it's hovering, and then it's like, okay, we're going to leave now. And it just starts going, and she's still spinning.
Well, they realize they can't bring her all the way up.
Yeah.
She's slowing down a little bit.
And
still
so
spinning, though.
Do y'all know, because I've been thinking about this a lot, so I went to look up, like, okay, she had to make some money off of this. What would you guess she got paid for this whole ordeal?
Like in a lawsuit?
Yeah. Because, you know, she said that she got actually injured, like, you know, I imagine your body pulling those kind of G's that quickly is going to cause, especially for an old broad like her. And then she suffers from anxiety and nausea and all kinds of stuff. What do you think she got paid?
$50,000, maybe.
I would ask for $100 million easily. And if you want to settle for $50,
of a range between the two of you.
I'm not going to settle for $50. I'm taking all the money.
I'm just guessing what she actually got.
Yeah, since you're asking, I feel like it's going to be low, so I'll say like $100.
So she asked for $2 million. They settled at $450,000.
See, that's
okay.
You asked for $100 million.
Better than
get
nothing.
$50.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
bye.
Still, I don't know.
Still not worth it.
I don't think I would be willing to go through that for $500,000. That would be horrible.
I'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
Bet payoff?
I've seen the things you put in your mouth for money.
Helicopter Lando.
Wait. Here, Lando, eat this.
Why would I be putting something in my mouth for this?
Well, that's part of it. We didn't tell you about that part.
One of the pilots is going to climb down the road.
Oh, there's Lando spinning.
He's having a great time.
I'm living on beans.
Okay.
Just get Lando a 12-pack and he'll do it.
Great.
That's good, Justin. All right, let's go to the P1s. This is from Cruz in Toledo.
Huh. Cruz Any in, relation?
No. He says, good afternoon, sweet spot. Ex-DFW P1 who moved to Toledo. Went to Ticket Stock this past year. Monty and Mino signed my Sagana Jop shirt.
I remember that. Yeah.
Anyways,
he was the guy in the Sagana Jop shirt.
He goes, what lives rent-free in my mind is how Ham always goes on vacation. He goes to remote/wooded areas. Kind of suspicious. Is he the ticket's Jeffrey Dahmer? 10 years from now, we're going to be finding bodies in Alaska, the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, Utah. It's been rent-free since the Ed Gein show came out.
If anything, yeah. He's Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah.
I don't think Ted Bundy.
Or Israel Keys.
Cups.
Another serial killer that would just go to remote locations, travel somewhere else, and then have an alibi.
The Cups killer.
Eclipse?
Because he's in Utah right now. Like, what if we see news that something very terrible is going on in Utah? Are we thinking... Like, I think Ham is a trustworthy guy. You know, we joke, but I would never be like, yeah, Ham. I don't think he could be capable of doing something like
Rob
that.
Rob a Del Taco, maybe.
Sure. Like, yeah, just some petty crimes. Just because it's Ham and it would be a bit with no payoff, he would do it.
I don't think he can overpower another human being to kill him.
No question.
So that would be his biggest.
And I don't see him with a weapon. Like, I can't see him carrying a firearm or anything.
Unless he fastened some kind of shiv out of a nerd's rope.
Yeah.
I don't think
or a drumstick.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. Either drumstick. Choice. Yeah. Both are a weapon.
Drum you to death.
All right. Let's move on to Jimmy. P1 Jimmy says, dearest Swoot Speet, I guess that's us. He goes, ever since the Chris Farley and Adam Sandler TV sketches, Hank and Beverly Gelfand on SNL, I cannot read an online review from a restaurant without reading it out loud, just like Farley did in the Zagat sketch. The best thing is that as of this summer, this clip also lives rent-free in my children's heads.
Good.
My wife cannot suggest going out to eat without all of us going straight to the voice that Farley uses. Nothing can prepare you for an annoyed mom shouting over everyone to stop, only for a 4-year-old to respond, hear that, Hank? Thank you for what you do to my body, P1 Jimmy. And, of course, this is about 45 seconds from the 90s classic SNL sketches. Farley and Sandler are an old married couple, and they're reading restaurant reviews.
Oh, here's one. It's called Patty's Place on 12th Street. There's an Art Deco interior and the international cuisine. That sounds like a lot of fun.
My father said get married. He should rot in his grave.
How about Mario's restaurant? Mini pizzas and delish desserts make this Italian eatery a must. Ravioli? Holy cannoli.
Day and night she talks. Each word more useless than the next.
The City Steakhouse serves the best beef in town. Their sensual setting will set the mood for any romantic rendezvous. Oh, hear that, hey?
And Farley's just rubbing his leg, and Sandler's trying to keep it together and not break character.
Gold. Greatness of Chris Farley.
Oh.
He was 33 years old. What could have been?
All right, finally, let's go to Johnny. Johnny says, there's a dumb internet jingle that's been living in my head rent-free for well over a decade now. I can't remember if this was ever discussed on the ticket, but I thought this would be appropriate to go along with the chimp-related things that are a staple of ticket talk. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway, the Gorilla Channel, it's a monkey, etc. This is a video of a baby monkey riding on a pig from around 2010-ish. The song will pop in my head at least once a week and never fails to bring a smile to my face. See the link below. Thanks for making many a midday great, Johnny. And I watched this video, and it's a tiny
it's great.
Teacup pig and a tiny mm-hmm. monkey riding him, and it's gold.
Ooh, baby monkey.
This feels like a Ham production.
It's a great song. It's catchy.
Baby,
it's a great video. This was 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
This was when we could just have funny internet videos of a baby monkey riding on a baby pig, and it's real life.
Yeah, it's not AI.
Yeah.
Swap.
Like, if it's AI, it's like, okay, yeah, this is crazy. This is weird. But this actually happened. The good old days, man.
Brilliant.
We didn't know we were living in them.
Now we're just yelling at clouds. Thank you to all the P1s. We will get to yours eventually. Rentfree1310@gmail.com.